The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. This is Jade. Welcome to my podcast. In case you forgot, I'm Jade and this is my podcast. Let's jump right in. Last week, I mentioned that I would be talking about blocking people. That's what I'm going to do today. One thing about me is that my favorite feature on my phone is the block button. It's so helpful, and it can be in a serious way or a joking way. Like when you and your friend are in a joking argument and you just block them as a joke. You know, everybody does it. Like when you're like in a little joking fight and they're like a little irritating you, so you're like, I'm gonna block you. And then you block them. But then you always eventually unblock them. Because it was just a joke. On the other hand, you're in an actual argument. And they're making you mad or pissing you off or just plain annoying you. You know, you just say your last little thing. You say your last thing. Text your last thing. And then you block them. Another thing about me, I'm always going to have the last word. And two, you're not going to stress me out or piss me off on my own phone. Now you might be wondering, Jade, this is a podcast about friendship and the ins and outs of it. How does blocking someone fit into it? Well, let me tell you. If it's into the advice part in friendships, because I have, like me personally, I have no problem blocking somebody. But everybody has those couple of friends that refuse to block people, like an ex or somebody that they just don't like. And I've never understood it, because then they'll come and complain to you about this person that's just annoying them and bothering them and wishing that this person would stop texting them or blowing up their phone or would just leave them alone. And that can be kind of annoying, because there's an easy solution to that. And I'm gonna help you out right here, just in case you're one of the people that has this problem. You're going to open your phone, you're going to go to your contacts, you're going to scroll to the person or people that are annoying you in your phone, you're going to click on their name, you're going to scroll some more, all the way to the bottom until you reach the very bottom, and in big red letters, it's going to say, block this contact. And then what you're going to do is press that little red button, and it's going to ask you again, are you sure you want to block this person? And you're going to say, oh, you guessed it, you're going to say yes, you want to block this person. Because you should never, ever, ever let somebody stress you out in your phone. And I know this might, and I know that might sound a little hard to do, but I promise you, it's really easy. And then think about it this way. You're killing two birds with one stone. You don't have to hear their voice and see their text anymore. And you can stop complaining to me about the problem that has a very easy solution. And I hate when they pull the, but that's me and I don't want to block them. If they're stressing you out on your phone, block them. It's not mean, it's your phone. Either you or your parents or your guardian or whatever, whoever pays your phone bill, you should never let them stress you out on your phone. That's something I'll never understand. Like, it's your phone. You have every right to block them. I will never understand people that complain about somebody in their phone when you can just block them. They'll pull the card that, but they also have to see that person in real life. You can block people in real life too. I block people in real life all the time. I promise it's not that hard. You just pretend like they don't, or actually, let me rephrase that. It can be hard. Now that I'm thinking about it, it can be hard. But if you really put your mind to it and you really, really don't like this person and don't want to hear from them, ignore them. It might be a little hard when it comes to them being like persistent and still trying to talk to you, but don't engage with them. Don't look at them. Don't even acknowledge their presence. Just pretend like they've never existed in the first place. Be in your own world. Like if you see somebody you like, if they're trying to like bother you or talk to you, pick up your phone, start calling a random friend, text somebody, something to like distract your mind. So you can just pretend like they don't exist. Maybe you can be walking like down the hallway and you see somebody that you know, immediately just go to them, start talking to them, walk away with them. Or start talking to them. You could just be standing still and talking to that person and just pretending like that other person doesn't exist. Like put a wall in your mind. And you can do like petty stuff like just putting your hands over your eyes, plugging your ears, like childish stuff like that. Just make it like apparent you don't want to talk to them. And it's your life. You can't let people choose or decide for you what you can do with your life. Like, if I don't want to talk to you, I'm not going to talk to you. This is my life and my phone. And it's like another thing, too. If you guys, like, say you block them. You stop talking to them, you see them in person, you work whatever problem it is you have out. You can always unblock them. Like, in the sense, like, how I was talking about earlier, oh, I feel bad, I don't want to block them, blocking somebody is mean, blah, 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 blah. If you have a problem with them, block them. And then say you see that person in person, and you talk it out. But on your terms, if you don't want to talk to them, don't talk to them. But if you do, you can talk to them. And if things work out where you guys are on good terms again, you can always unblock them. Blocking somebody isn't permanent unless you want it to be permanent. So don't think of it as like a permanent thing that's gonna like, oh, if I block them, I'm never gonna be able to talk to them again. I mean, if you guys are long distance and don't know each other's numbers, if you like block and delete their number and block them on everything, on every social media platform, like if you block them on everything, even email, and delete all of their stuff from your phone, then maybe that's real permanent. That's the me thing to do, honestly. Like if I'm really not messing with somebody, you're getting blocked and deleted off of everything. Unless I have a reason to need to reach out to you again. Because usually I just block and delete them. But sometimes I have to keep their number just in case something comes up and I have to reach out to them for good reasons or bad reasons. Usually bad. If I'm blocking you, it's usually a bad reason I'm reaching out to you again. But, let's do a little story time. Because I think, let's do a little story time. We're going to do two stories. I'm going to try to do like two stories in every podcast, you know? So that you get more of a real life type of thing. Let's do. Ooh, what's a good story I have? Because I have my own, but I feel like I need like an outside perspective one too. Oh, I have a good one. So I have this ex-friend. We don't like her. And since you're on my podcast, you don't like her either. Just so you know. Since we're friends and all. If I don't mess with them, you don't mess with them. And if you don't mess with them, I don't mess with them. We're friends. That's how it works. But this ex-friend, people were always blocking her. Which should have been a red flag from the beginning. All of her like ex-friends, like my ex-friends, ex-friends were always, she was the one to get blocked so quick and still try to reach out. She was that persistent person. Like if you didn't block her, she was going to constantly reach out. If you guys know each other like in person or in real life, she's going to try and talk to you and make you talk to her. And she was really good at playing that victim card and making herself look like a victim. But people are blocking you for a reason. Like even her little situationships would block her. Like, I wish something clicked in my brain sooner. 'Cause, oh. But that's like an example of somebody blocking you. Now, me, I've had lots of experience with blocking people. But I'm trying to think of. Okay. This ex-friend, for example, we'll do her again. I blocked her. Ooh, I have two now, actually. I blocked her after we stopped being friends on everything. Blocked her on everything. Like Instagram, Snapchat, like my phone, email, school email, like everything. I wanted her to not be able to contact me at all. But I didn't delete her number. And honestly, I didn't even need to block her on social media because I honestly don't really like use stuff like Instagram or Snapchat. So I didn't really need to block her on it, but I just wanted to be really sure that she would not be able to contact me. But this is an example of having to unblock somebody because there was a situation that happened with her. And so I had to unblock her, send her a cute little text message, and then reblock her again. Because I'm always going to have the last word. You are not. No. Nope. I'm always going to have the last word. But I think that is enough for me today. I think you've heard me. Splurge. Is that even the right word? I don't think it is. Heard me. I think you've heard me. Let's just say talk too much. I'm not good with big words. I think you've heard me talk too much today. I've already wasted like 13 or 15 minutes of your time, depending on how long this is, after I edit it down. But maybe on next week's podcast, we'll talk about green and red flags. I think that's a good idea. Yeah. So see you next week. Bye.